This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready!
Let's get ready to rumble! Yeah.
There we are.
We're here.
We made it. It's 6:34 this morning. You are listening to the tag team. Yeah. You are listening to the tag team.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
It is 26 minutes to 7. I'm Hunter and this here is Sean. Say good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How come you've all of a sudden changed to not a Southern Belle but somewhere there-ish?
How dare you say I'm not a Southern Belle? Look at this hoop skirt I'm wearing.
No.
I do declare.
You're sitting in the seat where you're not meant to be wearing anything at all, it seems.
Oh, wasn't that intense.
Last night on the Joy Twitter, they tweeted out the photos of the last night's guests, sans clothes.
Sat on this very chair, Sean, but not a thread of cloth between the arse and the chair.
Well, they didn't quite cover that in the photo, I guess.
I bought a modesty towel to cover the chair because I don't want
to. You should always bring a modesty towel, to be honest.
For my face. No, I've got nothing against a nudist. I assume they were nudists, that or they were just caught in a pinch. But I could never be one myself. In fact, I'm a never nude.
In fact, you are not.
I am a never nude. When have you ever seen me nude? Never.
And I don't plan on it, correct.
You've not even seen me getting about in just a pair of jocks, if I recall.
I think I have, actually.
What about the time that we went to Wet 'n Wild and I wore a t-shirt?
I thought you were about to say Wet 'n Wellington. And you were just making up stories for everybody out there.
Oh, well, guys, if you think that's not a classy enough start today, we've got a lot more coming up. I want to talk creepy housemates. And this one's not about yours.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Good morning if you're listening to my housemate. We're going to let you give it another crack. The confession session.
Yes, the confession session.
Ooh.
The church is open and kneeling is essential. If you missed that last week, it's where you guys send in your anonymous confessions and
it's definitely you take it too far and
I assign your penance and how you need to redeem your cruel sins.
He also says enough things that will just make you blush, not your mum, you.
I'd like to think that people are listening with their mums, though. That's cute, isn't it?
You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. Good morning.
Joy 94.9.
You are back on the tag team this morning. It's 20 minutes to 7. Past 7. 20 minutes past 7.
Yeah, don't...
Get out of bed.
Yeah, don't let people sleep in.
Nashua, I come out this morning. I park my car a million miles away from here, so I have to walk the main streets of the CBD to get here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see some really grim stuff at that time of the morning, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you've done it, but it's really...
I also had to arrive, yes.
This morning, I come out of the car park, and I just see what looks like a sea of homeless people.
Okay.
And I think, well, that's very sad, isn't it? And I start thinking of letters I could write. I'm throwing money at them. But then I think, hang on. They've done all right, these homeless people. They're in, you know, posh sleeping bags, they've got funny caps on. And I realise, no, these aren't homeless people at all. They're just idiots.
What's going on?
Idiots are sleeping on the streets of Melbourne.
For a new phone.
No, not even for a new phone, mate. A new bloody shoe.
Oh.
A new shoe.
Sneaker freakers.
There must have been 30 of them. What are they called?
Sneaker freakers.
Is that what they're called?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No, that's a thing. What's the new shoe?
Yeezy 350.
Oh, yep.
You don't know
it's the
what
new Kanye.
It is. You don't know what it
it's
is.
It's the new Kanye.
Yeah, I know. It's a new Kanye. I know Kanye's called Yeezy, but you don't know what the shoe looks like, do you?
I did see some photos online the other day.
Did it look cool? Because these nerd burgers, they were not cool. I felt like waking them up. Hey, wake up. You think a shoe's going to fix this? Because you've got a lot more going on than a shoe, mate.
You shouldn't be surprised by this.
Why not?
Because we've walked past these people before.
We have walked past people before, and I didn't believe you that they were lining up for a shoe.
Yeah. Are you?
I thought you were just trying to sound
cool. Did you talk to them and ask them what they're waiting for?
No, I had a sign up this time.
Okay.
It said, line up here for your stupid shoe.
Yeah, because the night before, people were lining up for the new video game that came out yesterday. I can't remember what it was called. I'm sorry to offend you, everyone.
People need bigger things in their lives.
No, maybe you need to find the thing that you are so passionate about that you'll sacrifice a little bit
there
of sleep for.
There is nothing. There is nothing I would line up for that I can think of. Money. I'd line up for cash.
For free cash.
Yeah, if they said sleep here and I'll give you like $3,000, I'd do it. But you know what? I think it'd have to be thousands of dollars. It's very unpleasant just sleeping on the street.
No, they're lining up to hand over their dollars for something else.
So why are they lining up?
Because they really want the sneaker.
Because it'll sell out, will it?
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah. If that was the new Back to the Future shoe, I'd consider it.
Oh, don't get me started on Back to the Future nostalgia. If you want to hear me grump, I can grump about that.
As if you don't want a shoe that can tie its own laces, mate.
Oh, so what would you line up for?
That's what I just said. I'd line up for that.
Oh, actually,
yeah.
Do you want me to camp out with you when the tickets for Cats go on sale?
Because you know
Delta's in it.
To be honest, I've already got my ticket.
You do not.
Someone gifted them the other day for my birthday.
Who?
My old non-creepy housemate.
Would you line up for that though? Is that what would Grizzabella get you out there?
No.
Would Mumble Cat get you out there?
Close. Mumble.
Would Jungo Jerry get you out there?
So close that you're deliberately doing these wrong because I'm convinced you might be a secret Cats fan.
I've never seen it.
You're back on the tag team on Joy 94.9. How you doing?
Oh, well, I think you'll agree, Sean. As you can see by the thousands of SMSs we've received, we are being flooded by WA homosexuals in this state.
Do you feel
I mean, look at the size. I mean, picture a map. Victoria goes into WA like 40 times. I'm not sure that we can sustain all that fabulous from the West.
I'm just not sure that your math skills are that great either. You're really feeling...
What I'm saying is no WA gays have got in touch, so...
I think there's one from Tassie.
Yeah, a big hello to Chris from Tassie who's listening. Thank you very much, but it's not the same, is it?
How many Tassies would fit in WA?
Oh, 90. I've got no idea. What I want to talk about now is something much more important.
And what is that?
It's having a root in your sleep.
What?
You heard me. We work with a lovely fella. Sean and I do. I won't give you his name.
For once. You're not going to just name and shame. What's happened?
It rhymes with Sharon.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
And he tries to get one away in his sleep.
Oh, no.
So his poor husband wakes up with him rushing over him, and he claims to be asleep.
Oh, no.
What do you reckon? Legit or sex offender?
Well, I mean... No, that's a thing. That's a thing that happens.
Is it a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a thing.
I've definitely read about it in the news. This is a thing that can happen. And the poor guy, luckily he is in an app.
The poor guy? They're married. So they'd be into it.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I just didn't know I'd be talking about my work colleagues' bedroom.
He told us we could talk about it.
Did he?
He said, hey, I got a story for you. Tried to get one away in my sleep last night. I woke up in the middle of my sleep and I thought, oh, my God, look what I'm doing.
Was it while he was in his Halloween costume?
Don't think so.
Oh.
What was his Halloween costume?
It was very impressive. Doctor, not wearing very much. Don't know how he gets away with it.
What have you ever...
No, I haven't. But you in your bedroom at the moment, it's been a scene of not much happening, and there is something that you kind of probably spend a bit too much time with.
What are you talking about?
I am talking about...
So much information.
I am talking about your boomerang pillow.
Susan.
You have a name for this thing?
Yeah, Susan the Boomerang Pillow.
Okay, well, she needs to go.
I popped it up on Twitter this week because I was just loving myself.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about it.
Well, it's because, as you know, Sean, and as good listeners of our show know, I am celibate like a monk.
Mm.
So I've not had any sort of adult fun for nearly 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that all
as
ends...
As anyone with a boomerang pillow would be experiencing.
No, my celibacy is unrelated to the boomerang pillow.
Well, so you say.
The point is, I've not done the dirty for 6 long months, and tomorrow is the end of that. And so what I'm here to ask you now, Sean, is will you do it with me tomorrow?
No, mate, but I will throw out that pillow. You can't.
The boomerang pillow is going to be so upset when I start sleeping with other people.
You can't have a boomerang pillow.
Listen, I am sick of you bullying me about the boomerang pillow.
Okay.
Because it doesn't leave you. It always comes back. And yes, it's not very pretty to look at, but it's not about looks in life. It's very, very comfortable. It's supportive across both shoulders.
If you're on Twitter, at Mr. Hunter Smith is where you'll find the photo that he put up of his bedroom, where it's kind of like Sesame Street, where they'd sing, one of these things is not like the other three, where your room is all kind of cool and matching and whatnot.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Until sitting right front and center in the middle of the bed is this boomerang pillow. It's kind of green. It's got frills around the edge.
It's blue, thank you. And you can't get one without frills. I've tried.
Yeah, and what does that tell you? They're going for a market of for 80-year-old women plus. Does anyone else out there have a boomerang pillow? Anyone? Anyone? No.
Oh, my God. Get in touch. 0427 join 949 if you sleep with the boomerang pillow.
No one
get in,
does.
No, get in touch, no and does. I'll give you a prize. We don't have any prizes left
if anyone
here,
dare text
to be honest.
In, I'm
but
deleting
whatever,
it.
Whatever
don't
money
you dare
I have,
text in.
I'll give you.
It's not going to be very
I'm
much.
Just checking my wallet.
Can they just have
just
your barangula?
Check I've got $15 Australian. See
throw it out your window
I've
and see if anything
comes $15 Australian
back.
Dollars for the first person who texts in and tells us about their boomerang pillow. You are on the tag team. Things are getting serious here. Come back to us. Just
guess
like the
what
pillow.
It is. Guess what it is. Spice up your life. You're on the tag team on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
You are back on the tag team and the support for the boomerang pillow is flooding in.
That's a bit rich, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's not rich. I mean, okay. You don't have to be rich to own one. That's one of the beauties
no, okay.
about
okay.
it.
Okay. Read out an example text, please, because I've been reading along and I'm just not sold.
There's a bloke called Mick who texts us most weeks, usually pretty thirsty, and this one's no exception. He says he doesn't have a boomerang pillow, but if I'm looking to break my 6-month drought, I'm welcome to meet him on the dance floor this week. P.S. Don't bring the pillow.
So if we're honest there, not a fan of the pillow.
Massive fan of the pillow.
No. Not
mate,
a fan of the pillow.
Such a fan of the pillow that he wants to do the dirty.
With you, no pillow.
Someone's pillow.
Starts with the message saying, I don't own one, and ends the message with, don't bring it.
All right, Mick. Getting the message loud and clear. We've got another text here from somebody who says, my boyfriend sleeps with a boomerang pillow. He calls it the kicking pillow, and I hate it so much he spoons it instead of me.
Again, another example of someone not liking the boomerang pillow.
If I had a boyfriend, I could joke that was from my boyfriend, but...
But you don't because you own a boomerang pillow.
Well, that, I mean, yeah, in a way, it is a boyfriend. It is like a boyfriend, I suppose.
You're going to be one of those people who print, get the pillowcase with like a person printed on there and carry it around
sweet.
With you.
Yeah, boyfriend pillow. Well, with the arm that comes over the top. I love my boomerang pillow so much that I wouldn't allow my boyfriend to have one either.
Why would you not?
Because I'd know what's going on. I'd know what's going on.
It's a bit rich.
This just in from Andy in Caroline Springs. He said, I slept with a boomerang pillow or comfort support pillow until my partner came along. Okay, I'm getting the impression it's a single thing.
See?
He said, it's very comfortable. Now it's just for looks and it gets thrown off the bed at night. Also, a shop sells the cases with or without frills. That is a great tip, Andy. I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, you could just throw it out. Like they do.
Angela from Reservoir says, what is a boomerang pillow?
Yeah.
Great question, Angela. I think some people call it a triangle pillow. Is that what it's called?
Well, it's a right angle, I guess. Yeah, just picture...
No one's calling it a right angle pillow.
No, but, you know, if you're trying to describe what it looks like...
Yeah, it's... Well, I mean, to be honest, Angela, it's in the shape of a boomerang.
That's what to describe it, isn't it? What does it look like? Here we are struggling.
Yeah, it's a pillow, and as you can see by the text, a very popular one indeed.
Yeah, for lonely people.
Yeah, keep them coming, boomerang supporters and those who love them.
Tell Hunter he's a loner and he needs to throw it out. Thank you.
Joy.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
You're back on the tag team on Joy 94.9. And Hunter, are you ready to open your... What do you call this?
My
open your robe?
Flaps.
Open your... Your what?
My church flaps.
Is that what you really want to call this?
Yeah.
Really?
Because the confession session is in, my child.
Okay.
I'm assuming my position on the pulpit. And when the angels begin singing, I will disrobe and re-robe, and then I will take the confessions.
Oh, dear. Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous, Sean. There's nothing to fear. All we're doing here is giving an opportunity for people to sort of relinquish their trauma. That's what we're doing. It's a service.
Should we start with me?
We've got a good number of confessions today, but it's not too late to send some more through. 0427JOY949.
Okay, so my confession. I haven't cleaned my sheets since I moved into my share house.
You confessed that last week, mate. God is going to smite you.
I've extended it a week.
You didn't extend it. Don't make it sound like an achievement. You've just done nothing about it. God's going to smite you down. That's what's going to happen.
All right.
All right?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm prepared to fall from grace.
All right. Give me the confessions. Come forth, my child. The church is open and kneeling is essential.
Somebody has broke open their sister's money box. It was a long time ago. 1989, to be precise. And they've denied it.
Oh, this one's from Taylor Swift.
They've denied it ever since. And instead they blamed their brother.
Yes. Well, that's common. That's the common. And now to that I say, find your brother, my child, and buy him a real pig.
What?
Buy him a real pig.
Last time you made someone get a cow because of the milk spillage
in the
shithouse.
Look how happy they are now.
Well, they haven't
Look how happy
back
they
yet.
Are.
They had to go and find a cow. Now you're telling people to buy a pig.
Update us how you go with your penance. That woman I told to buy a cow last week. Let us know how you go.
So this person's lied about the piggy bank and you're making them buy a pig.
Yeah, they have to buy a pig. That's it. That's it, mate. Hey, listen. I don't make this up. I am but a conduit from a higher power. It speaks through me.
All right, here's another one.
Okay.
I don't vote, but I pretend to vote Labour.
You don't? The person doesn't vote.
No, but they pretend.
So they don't vote, but they're going to tell everyone who they voted for.
And it happens to be Labour.
Well, I mean, that's very serious. I mean, that's illegal, for starters.
Well, they'll be paying a price
My
already.
My punishment
is that, enough?
Is that you have to spend time with Bill Shorten. Not a lot of time, obviously. I don't want to punish you too hard. Just a couple of minutes.
All right. I call in fake complaints about a colleague.
Is this from you, Sean?
No,
You're calling in complaints about me again.
I've given you mine.
You've given me mine?
I've given you my complaint, my sin.
Stop dressing up your dirty life as a confession. It's not a dirty... To wash your sheets, mate. Just to give up washing your sheets.
Stop talking about
it's
me.
A lifestyle.
What sentence does this person get? Fake complaints about a colleague.
Remind me again. Are they calling them up?
They're calling in. They haven't given many details.
They say, oh, I want to complain about Julie. But really, it's them.
It's Julie. It's Pope. She's complaining about Julie Goodwin.
I'm giving them a free pass.
What?
Yep.
How come, out of all people, this one gets a free pass?
Because I could just relate to this one.
Calling in fake complaints about a colleague.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
No.
I'm not saying I've done it for sure. I'm just saying I can relate to it. I hate some of my colleagues.
Well, now you tell me.
One S. Molseed. Yeah, that one gets a free pass. And as I said, Sean, these aren't my... I don't make this up as I go along.
They could be some very serious complaints.
I mean, the last thing I'm doing is just hearing these things and making up the responses.
If I got pulled into the boss's office because someone complained that I'd been selling drugs downstairs to children, that's not a free pass.
No, but they didn't say that it was that sort of complaint.
No, they didn't say anything. And you're just giving them a free pass to continue at their will.
I trust them. That's this week's chosen one. That's part of this now. Each week there's a chosen one.
Oh, well, good luck to the lucky last one that's here. If there's any more popping up. I was in a choir for 3 years and all I did was mime. 3 years in a choir, just pretending.
That's ridiculous. How did they audition?
Just probably didn't have to.
They just did a really good drag audition.
Yeah.
Wow, she really sounds like Mariah. Let's put her in.
Yeah, that one came in from RuPaul.
My penance for that one is you need to become a busker for one day and sing your little heart out and see how hard it really is.
And then where does that cash money go?
What cash money? Oh, from the busker.
Wait, they make any.
Yeah, spend it on what you want.
Donate
to that person who lost their job when their friend called in a fake complaint about them selling drugs to children.
you have changed your tune this week.
Oh, I feel lighter though, having offloaded
that. It looks
like
you're having a heart attack.
I just feel a lot lighter.
I feel like God's going to start smiting you.
No, God wouldn't smite me, mate. I'm his conduit here on earth. All right, pack her up. I'm taking off my robes.
Please don't.
I'm taking off my bejeweled rings that you refuse to
kiss.
You
are sitting in the nude seat, so...
That you refuse to kiss you.
All right, say goodbye. You're closing up.
More confessions. I'm ready to take more. Yeah, I'm closing my shop, but my heart is always open.
And remember, you are here again next week.
Yes.
So save up your sins.
And get ready to kneel.
You are on the tag team on Joy. And that was... What is that called?
The confessional. Confession session.
The confession session.
Yeah, here in my booth.
Let's get ready to...
28 minutes to 9. You are on the tag team, Hunter and Sean, with you this morning.
Heading for a top of 23 today, guys. 16 at the moment.
Yeah.
Sean, my friend, you were born in this country, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Well, as I said earlier, Australia's a popular country. People are, you know, want to come here, and now we make them take a test. Now, I'm not getting into the politics of whether they should have to take a test or not, but they do. And the truth is, more and more people are failing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty nervous right now.
And now I'm going to give you the citizenship test. Da, da, da.
What happens
Do you
here?
Think you'll make it?
Nope. Not a chance.
It's multiple choice.
Is
That's
it?
The first thing you know. It's multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That helps.
But because you are Australian, I think you should have to try and answer the question without the options. First, okay?
We know that I'm not very good at this.
Question
kind of
one. What? Let's see how bad you are, and then if you're really bad, we'll try and guess what country equivalent you'd be, okay? What is a referendum?
Nah.
No, can I give it a bash?
Nah.
All right. Is it a vote to change the constitution, a vote to change the prime minister, or a vote to change the government?
It's A.
Correct. It is A. That means that you can come to Australia, but only Tasmania. Yes, as you go up, you get more and more options, right?
Okay.
What do we remember on Anzac Day?
Give me the options.
The arrival of the first free settlers from Great Britain?
Not a chance.
The landing of the first fleet at Sydney Cove?
C. The answer is C.
What is it?
Whatever it says.
Gallipoli,
right,
mate. The landing at Gallipoli.
Thank you.
Okay, that's two. That's two out of two. You can now come to Adelaide. which official symbol of Australia identifies Commonwealth property?
Ooh. Ooh. Now the multiple choice, please.
Is it Australia's national flower? The national anthem.
C.
Or the Commonwealth coat of arms.
I'll go with C. Thank you.
Correct. Congratulations. Now you can now come to WA, Adelaide, or Tasmania. which of these statements about the government is... I can't see the question. True? Let's just say true. Which of these statements is true? Laws are passed by Parliament. True. The Parliament of Australia is secular.
Cool.
Okay, the question... Okay, I'm changing the question. Which of these statements of the government is not true? The laws are passed by Parliament. The Australian Parliament is secular. Government does not allow some religions.
I love that you got to the end there and realised, the question... The question's not...
Okay, now you can come to the Northern Territory as well. That probably should have been lower on the list, Northern Territory, actually.
Wow.
What happened in Australia on the 1st of January? The Australian Constitution was changed by a referendum... You've already learnt about them. The Australian Constitution came into effect, or the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps was formed.
Is there a year that you left off there?
Yeah, but I can't see it. 1901, it probably would have been.
Yeah, I think it was A, but I wasn't quite listening because I was more worried about the year.
Okay. I think it's probably A too. I can't see this one, but I'm just going to guess it. Which arms of the government has the power to make laws? The executive, the judiciary, or the legislature?
I'm going to go with C.
Correct, Sean. You can come to Australia. Shake my hand. Welcome to Australia.
Joy, 94.9.
A couple more texts come through in support of my boomerang pillow.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there are.
You're lying.
So I just want to say thank you to everyone today who threw your support behind me, because sometimes as a boomerang pillow user, you can feel like you're all alone.
Yeah,
because it's a singles thing, I think.
Very much so.
But not anymore. From today, I feel like I'm supported around the country and around the city. So
when you're using your boomerang pillow, whereabouts is it placed?
In the bed.
Yeah. Is your head on the boomerang?
Oh, no. So I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
My head's not actually placed in the traditional position.
Mm-hmm.
My head's up one very end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm kind of got the other
bit. It's not going to be pretty.
Oh, all right.
But please.
In between my legs.
Yeah.
To separate the spine, you know, because it can get a bit hunched up.
Yeah, and Hunter, where did you learn this little piece of advice to pop a pillow between your legs?
Are you referring to television legend Bert Newton?
I am.
I did see him do that once, and I've been doing it ever since. Very comfortable. Everyone listening, do it tonight. When you go to bed, kick your partner out and pop a pillow between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Just between your knees.
Mm.
Oh, it's nice.
Bert Newton was a bigger man than you.
What?
Bert Newton.
Yes, he was a bigger man of me.
Needed a boomerang pillow.
You got a big day ahead, Shani. What's going on for you, hey?
I'm just going to work, mate.
You're just going to work?
I now have to face the people that you've almost named and shamed.
Luckily, not one of them listens to us.
That's not true.
I didn't name them anyway.
Well, you
I
said...
I didn't name Aaron. I just said he ran
Look, you've just... just done it. There you go.
It's okay. It was his story. Everybody knows that... Everyone knows now, anyway. The point is everyone knows now. It's 9 o'clock. We've got to go.
Okay.
We've got to go. Time for the news with Alistair. Thank you very much, Juan.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
The tag team.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.